The Environmental Protection Agency has named winners of this year's Federal Green Challenge. The challenge prompts agencies to help reduce the entire government's environmental footprint. More than 400 agencies participated this year. We've got more on this challenge and this year's winners. Joining us is Maddie Stanislaus, the Assistant Administrator of the EPA's Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response. Mr. Stanislaus, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
All right, so give us the background here. The Green Challenge has been going for some years now. How much more can agencies weed out of what they're doing?
Well, tremendously more. And just to give a bit of background, the Federal Green Challenge is part of a national effort under EPA's Sustainable Materials Management Program, which is really a look at all what we do, from purchasing products to how we operate a facility, maximizing environmental benefit and reducing costs along the way. I mean, the federal government has a huge footprint, and it can lead by example, and it should lead by example. So the federal government has 360,000 buildings, 650,000 fleet vehicles, and importantly, a purchasing power of close to $500 billion. So we can, in fact, use our purchasing power to drive behavior in the economy and in society.
All right, let's start with purchasing, and you have an award winner in that category. Tell us who it is and what they did.
Sure. So our purchasing winner is the General Services Administration, a U.S. courthouse building in Los Angeles. And what they did is increase the purchase of green cleaning products by 60% from 2013 to 2014, which means that those products which are least toxic, which are most beneficial to the environment, that through that purchasing, we are driving increased usage of that and sending a signal to the market.
And so they did that for a U.S. courthouse. Why not do it for every place, all 360,000 buildings?
Well, I think that is what these results will demonstrate, that if it can be done at one facility, it could then transcend more broadly. And that is what we have seen in the Federal Green Challenge, that various federal agencies have seen success at an individual facility and have scaled that up in multiple facilities and throughout their agency footprint.
And how, when agencies participate, or when you communicate with agencies within a given facility, who's responsible for the Green Challenge and in general trying to make sure that less waste occurs?
Well, the head of the facility is responsible, but for this to be successful, it has to translate to every aspect of the facility operations, because this is to look at all of the facility's operations, looking at waste, recycling, purchasing, energy, water. So it really has to transcend to a whole facility operations initiative.
All right, let's talk about energy for a minute. Your winner there was the Marine Corps Air Station in Miramar, in the San Diego area. Tell us what happened there.
Sure, tremendous success. They eliminated the need for old diesel fuel system and therefore old diesel by installing a natural gas system in a new aircraft hangar. Now get this, they cut fuel oil consumption by 98% over the previous year.
Okay, so the natural gas is more efficient than whatever it is they were using that was diesel. This was like a generating program.
Yeah, it's fuel to run the various energy needs at the Marine Corps station.
And so there's, sounds like, not only greener but a tremendous dollar savings as well.
Well, that is right. And let me just give you the total dollar savings from the Federal Green Challenge winner. We estimate the cost savings of over $24 million to U.S. taxpayers from all of these results of the federal facility agencies participating in the Federal Green Challenge.
Okay, so that was the Marine Corps. And then let's talk about electronics for a minute, because that's a huge issue, I think, on the purchasing side and on the disposal side, and maybe even on the usage side. And the Western Laboratory of the Drug Enforcement Administration was the winner there.
Sure, and electronics is really important. There's really low levels of electronics, and if it's mismanaged, it can really have harmful effects to the community environment, both in the U.S. and internationally. So our winner this year is the Drug Enforcement Administration Western Laboratory in San Francisco, California. They recycled and donated more than 8,200 pounds of electronics. The electronic stewardship efforts resulted in nearly 10% increase over last year.
And when you recycle electronics, I mean, is there evidence that, say, well, electronics are different than they used to be. They're smaller, and there's not these big plastic cases that used to be surrounding monitors and computers and so forth. Does the recycling really result in eventual reuse of that material by making it into new stuff?
Well, yeah. So we have a hierarchy which initially begins with refurbishing and reuse. And if it cannot be reused as an electronic product, then disassembly and remanufacturing and take the component parts of that so we can recirculate that into the economy. This is a critically important aspect of the economy. Worldwide, the various metals used in electronics is recycled at a level about 1%. So we, by the federal government leading by example, really can demonstrate the opportunities in recovering and electronic products and recycling and remanufacturing their the materials in those electronics.
Because I guess the days of donating old computers and so forth to charities is pretty much over because the new stuff is so cheap and there's such a flood of old stuff you can't even give it away.
Well, that's not, I mean, while historically old computers and TVs is true, but there is a secondary market for refurbished equipment. Because of the life cycle of electronics is so quick, it still has significant use, and it can be used both in the U.S. at various schools. It can be used in foreign countries. So there is a secondary market. There is a donation market for used electronics.
All right, good. Well, that's good to know because I've got a basement full of it. We're speaking with Matty Stanislaus. He's the assistant administrator of the EPA's Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response. And let's keep moving on here. Waste, that means trash, basically, was something that you looked at. And again, we had another, this in the South, this time Arizona VA healthcare system.
Yeah, actually, it's broader than waste. And we see a huge environmental economic opportunity to really looking at waste as materials and commodities. So we've been doing a lot of work, including internationally, is what we call participating in a circular economy and how do we capture and reuse and re-engineer materials into the economy. So our winner this year in the waste category is the South Arizona VA healthcare system, which really focused on various chemicals and materials and reducing their waste of those chemicals and materials. One chemical is called xylene. They amazingly were able to decrease its use by 50%, as well as large increases in the number of pallets and plastic barrels recycled through an employee education program.
Because when you go to a healthcare facility, even if you go to the dentist or something, the amount of waste now seems like so much more than many years ago when tools were put in an autoclave and reused and everybody didn't wear rubber gloves all the time. And it seems like they go through rubber gloves by the carton every hour. So I guess there's some transfer that's possible maybe from what this Southern VA healthcare system did to healthcare facilities everywhere.
Well, that's absolutely right. So again, our hierarchy says let's reduce the maximum extent possible in its use in the first instance, and then reuse to the greatest extent possible the product as a product, and then capture and recycle those materials. So all of those things we can learn from, and the VA healthcare system has led in that category.
All right, and one of the statistics that you cite in the macro numbers here is that across the federal government, the fleet distance traveled was cut by 12.3 million miles last year.
That's
and so
correct.
Presuming that nobody's cutting back on their mission or patrols or deliveries or whatever else it is, how can you cut the amount of driving? What's the pathway to do that?
Well, it's just optimizing your need to travel. You know, a lot of times we found that both in the public sector and the private sector, the more an organization takes a hard look at its operations and its impacts and its costs, they identify tremendous efficiencies. So this is just one of the efficiencies that they found. I'll just give you some others. Our Federal Green Challenge participants diverted close to 400,000 tons of solid waste and construction demolition waste from landfills for productive use. They saved nearly 80 million gallons of water, saved over 100 million cubic feet of natural gas.
This 390,000 tons of solid waste, if it wasn't going to landfills, where did it go?
Well, again, they got productive use. So there is a reuse opportunity for construction demolition materials. You could segregate that. And it depends on the materials. So some are metals. Some are cardboard. So there is a secondary market for those kinds of materials. And we see huge environmental, including climate change benefits and economic benefits for reengineering and recycling those kind of materials.
Now, will there be another federal green challenge coming up in this coming year?
Absolutely.
And when you get all of these best practices and lessons learned and case histories from all of these agencies, how is that shared? I mean, how does that get fed back into what people can continue to do?
Well, I would direct people to our website in which we identify both the winners and the practices that they what were the reason for winning, which is epa.gov/FGC/awards. And it goes through all of, the winners and what they've done. So we think by sharing these best practices, others can then adopt them into their operations.
And do you have a particularly favorite example of someone doing something green that stands out in your own mind?
Well, I don't like to call out individual favorites. I think all of these leaders have led by example, and they identified the kinds of practices that best fit within their operations. And just to remind everyone, we have categories that include waste, electronics, purchasing, energy, water, and transportation. So not every of those fit their particular facility. And what I think is great about this effort is each of the facilities identify what they need to do and really aggressively go after this and show these tremendous results, both internally saving the federal taxpayer significant money and then sending a signal to the market that they can lead by example while we're simultaneously trying to impact the private sector as well.
All right. Maddie Stanislaus is the Assistant Administrator in the Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response at the EPA. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.